Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The heat is on for millions of Americans this week. Heat advisories remain in effect for folks from Philadelphia up to Boston, with temperatures in the mid to upper 90s and humidity making it feel like well over 100 degrees. Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance is introducing legislation that would ban federal mask mandates. The new bill aims to prevent federal agencies from requiring masks on commercial airlines, public transit, and in public schools. This, as White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says, President Biden will be once again masking up now that his wife tested positive for COVID on Monday.
Since the president was with the first lady yesterday, he will be masking while indoors and around people in alignment with CDC guidance. And as has been the practice in the past, the president will remove his mask when sufficiently distanced from others indoors and while outside as well.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Lee is continuing to intensify. It's now packing winds of around 70 miles an hour. The tropical storm is expected to strengthen into a major hurricane later this week before reaching Category 4 status by Saturday. The system is moving west-northwest and could impact the Eastern Caribbean, including the Leeward Islands and Puerto Rico. And perhaps the biggest steal outside of fantasy football, Fox Sports announced that Patriots legend and arguably the best player in NFL history, Tom Brady, will be joining their ranks as an analyst after the 2023-2024 season. Brady decided to take a year off and said he is on track to join Kevin Burkhardt in the booth for the 2024 season. This is USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
States around the country are dealing with an influx of illegal immigrants, something 2024 Republican presidential primary candidate Will Hurd says is primarily due to bad policy in Washington. The former Texas congressman joins Fox News.
Other states around the country are starting to see the issue that we've been dealing with in Texas and Arizona has been dealing with for the last 3 or 4 years. This is a policy issue, and it starts with stop treating everybody as an asylum seeker.
According to a recent poll conducted by the Washington Post, a significant majority of Americans, roughly three-quarters, believe that Joe Biden is too old to hold the office of the president. The survey found that 73% of respondents agreed with the phrase, too old to run for president, somewhat accurately describes Biden. The sentiment was shared by two-thirds of Democrats as well. House Republicans are issuing subpoenas for DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and others as part of investigations into Hunter Biden. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer subpoenaed Mayorkas along with three other DHS employees and two Secret Service staffers. On Monday, President Biden awarded the Medal of Honor to former Army helicopter pilot Larry Taylor for his actions during the Vietnam War. Taylor ended up flying over 2,000 combat missions while he was in Vietnam. Tim Berg, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, the tough thing about the truth for people who are so foreign to it is that it does come up and then it's inconvenient and it's problematic. And this is starting to happen to one Joe Biden who has been able to evade the truth time and time again. Now, I can appreciate that some people who are Joe Biden fans, probably very few that listen to the show, but nonetheless, would, you know, kind of rankle a bit about it. But the fact of the matter is, you know, this thing is coming out like through a fire hose, revelations. And there's a new book to come out very soon. And though it comes from Breitbart's News Network editor-in-chief, he's a New York Times bestseller, Alex Marlowe, whoo, man, get ready, because he's partnered up with Peter Schweitzer and his team to do a deep dive. This has been over a year of research, and the title of the book that will be coming out probably in about 3-4 weeks in October, called Breaking Biden, Exposing the Hidden Forces and Secret Money Machine Behind Joe Biden, His Family, and His Administration. Rick Manning joins us now. Rick Manning, how you doing, buddy? Good to have you with us.
I'm doing great.
Well, this book, I think, is going to be a blockbuster. I mean, because this is in the vein of Peter Schweitzer, probably Miranda Devine, you know, the laptop from hell. The research is strong. The team that worked on this as well. It's going to be hard to deny. I mean, it's a review, basically, from what I understand, of, you know, 50 years of the Biden shenanigans. And what we're going to see, though we're hearing about it now, has been nothing new. This is something that, you know, the Biden family has been laced with corruption, you know, over the years, and this seems to be, you know, the paradigm and the temptation of politicians who stay too long.
Well, one of the interesting things about it is if it does chronicle corruption back to his Senate days, and which is certainly what it seems to do, then what we effectively know is that at least those who were serving in the Senate with him for a long period of time should have had some suspicion that there was something going on there.
Exactly.
And, yeah. And the second piece of it is we make a big deal about Hunter Biden, right? At some level, Hunter Biden, right now, the Biden defense essentially is, well, Hunter was doing his thing, but that doesn't mean Dad was involved. I mean, that's their defense. Hunter was selling access, but that doesn't mean that Dad was giving him access. And, you know, this book will likely show that Hunter was kind of like more like a Michael Corleone, who was brought into the business as the family business. And he might have embraced it, but he was brought into the business. This wasn't something that he concocted with some of his friends. This is something that he embraced. He brought friends into and fully exploited. And quite honestly, we would know nothing about this if the guy was not a drug addict who abandoned his computer in a computer repair shop.
Right.
And that's the amazing part about this. Mm-hmm. We would know nothing.
Yeah. And the thing is, Rick, about this is this system is set up in such a way, like a guy like Devin Archer saw this and he couldn't believe it. You know, oh my God, this is ready made billions of dollars. Are you kidding me? This is like shooting fish in a barrel. Right here, and we're able to get away with it. The Joe Biden name, he's well protected. But you bring up a very, very interesting point that people need to take note of. And that is, where is the rest of the Senate? Now, it's one thing if the Democrats want to circle wagons around it, but the Republicans, you're going to tell me Republicans didn't know about this? I mean, you know, let's go back and consider, you know, I said this long ago when Watergate was happening. I said, Watergate just didn't happen in a bubble. There are things that happen, you know, one thing begat another, begat another, begat another, then you get Watergate, right? It just doesn't, it's not just some anomaly, some weird deal that spins off. And, you know, and I think that that's probably why Gerald Ford, for the sake of the establishment and everything, said, hey, look, we got to nip this in the bud. We got to, you know, get this thing going, get Nixon out of here, and we'll exonerate him. And we'll get back to business as quickly as we can. Otherwise, you know, people are going to find out too much of what's going on here in the Beltway and how nefarious it is. And this is, I think, what America is waking up to and realizing that, the Biden family is corrupt. But, yeah, just to your point exactly, is that this has been going on right there in front of the rest of the senators, the establishment, congressmen, and nobody said anything.
Well, you know, one of the things I think we can look at in that is there's one senator, even though he doesn't sit on a relevant committee anymore, he's not in the majority, and yet he's been continuing to work with the House, which doesn't happen, by the way. Senators and House members work together only on occasion and never with the House member in the lead.
It's a real caste system, isn't it, Rick?
Yeah, it is. Well, when you only have to be up for election every 6 years, you have a 3 times advantage over the ones who have to be up every 2 years. But Chuck Grassley has been at the forefront of exposing letters, of exposing things that have come out. He and Ron Johnson both have continued probing it. Grassley's been a little more out front because he's been actually, pushing out information that the House committee wasn't ready to push out, that he had independently gotten. And so you have so there are some senators who have sat there and said, this is insane. And the fact that Chuck Grassley, who is the oldest member of the Senate, who just got reelected, who could in fact sit back on his laurels and wait to be in the majority and can't do anything now, has said, I'm breaking all those rules. I don't care about those rules. We've got something that's really bad here. And I think, it's a situation where he served on committees with Joe Biden for years, and he may have suspected or never may have proven or didn't suspect it, and Joe Biden pulled the wool over his eyes. And now, and he's so outraged by the level of corruption he's found that's a career of corruption. I'm not going to run for election again. I'm going to be, I'm almost 90, so I'm not going to be here a long time. I'm going to do what I can to expose every bit of this. And so that's the good news on it. But the fact is, it's hard to believe that this guy's operating this way. Everybody, apparently every oligarch, every bad guy in the world, every person that's trying to, buy into the federal government knew that he was a person to go to guy to give money to. And yet nobody in Washington knew?
Yeah. Well, it makes you wonder, how charming is Joe Biden? I mean, this guy's like a snake charmer. I mean, he's charmed everybody up. They think he's the nicest guy ever. He convinced 82 million people that he's just this wonderful person. I mean, I don't see him, you know, with the charm of a Clinton or an Obama, but there's just something about Joe Biden and his charm and his family that people just want to believe that he's Lunchbox Joe, and far from it. We've got more from Rick Manning on the other side. Stay with us.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. A defunct economy, political unrest, and other monumental hurdles have plagued the people of Zimbabwe throughout the past two decades. Christianity might be the majority religion in Zimbabwe, but many have blended the true gospel with local legends and superstitions. The result is an undefined belief system that undermines the foundational hope that comes from the truth of Jesus. We have been working with our partners in the region to expand our reach through additional outlets and languages. Pray with us that these efforts will result in even more Zimbabweans hearing the gospel and placing their faith purely in Christ. To learn how you can pray for and encourage the people of Zimbabwe and others around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I have to apologize. I stepped on Rick Manning. He had a quite a quip to respond to, and so we just have to understand that what he's going to respond to, you have to imagine as this happened 3 minutes ago, 3.5 minutes ago, and so that you can kind of connect the dots. But it was very appropriate, and we're going to have to use this, you know, going forward whenever we refer to Joe Biden, because, you know, they always refer to him, right? The mainstream media refers to him as Lunchbox Joe, right? And so you say?
Well, they opened up the lunchbox and they discovered it was full of baloney.
Yeah. And then, there it is.
And there it ka-chunk. Is. Ta-da.
Ka-chunk, yes.
So, the you know, one of the things is that you talked about charming, and I've never really seen it with Joe Biden, but the fact of the matter is there's some people who just have kind of a natural thing where people just kind of automatically like them. And it's, you know, it's kind of a trait often associated with the Irish of just a roguish kind of charm and stuff. And Joe Biden may be one of those people who has that. I've seen politicians who it's just astonishing. You sit there and they walk into a room and the room just kind of, the electricity goes up in the room, and it's not something you can define. It's not, can't find on a resume. It's not pedigree. It's something that some people innately have, and
some people would call it the it factor, but right. I think, well, but with Joe Biden, they say, I've never seen it, Rick. I don't get it. I mean, this is the emperor with no clothes, time and again.
Well, you know, but on a one-on-one basis, it might come across. It's one of the things that, I don't know, I'll give you another example. Somebody who's far less famous, but former governor of New Jersey, Christy Whitman, was a person who just one-on-one, she's a nice lady. Even though she's a liberal Republican, I really liked her. But I saw her walk into a room one time in the New Jersey Republican circumstance as a fundraiser. And I saw her walk into a room and the whole room kind of, the air in the room changed. There was saying, Christy's here. And I never saw that. The thing about it didn't come across on TV.
Right.
And so
right.
A guy like Joe Biden, it might not come across in a mass media, but the way a con man works is got to have, you know, get people to innately trust them.
Mm-hmm.
And if everything we think we know about Joe Biden is true, he's probably one of the most successful, if not the most successful con man in the history of America.
Mm-hmm.
And that requires that people automatically kind of trust him. Mm-hmm. For some reason, they're in their genetic code says this is a trustworthy individual. And
so you're telling me that if he wasn't a politician, he'd be Bernie Madoff.
Probably, because I don't think he's. I think Bernie Madoff. Somebody had to do all the schemes to and
right.
all the different places to hide money.
But people love Bernie Madoff. People loved him. I mean, he went around. The guy represented a lot of power and influence at the time, until he didn't.
I wasn't going to describe him to somebody who was that successful. If he wasn't in politics, I think he'd be a guy who's on the streets hustling people for a couple of bucks.
So he'd be selling single cigarettes out there, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I think there's more of that, and it would be, you know, he's the guy who you go up to, and you know,
believe this. We're talking about the president of the United States.
Find the queen on the streets in New York, but that's a anyway. Yeah, so we are talking about the president of the United States, and the president of the United States is apparently, and the irony, of course, is that everything they accuse Trump of is what they elected, but he apparently has absolutely zero scruples when it comes to personally enriching himself. And and quite honestly, I've seen this happen with politicians all the time. In fact, it's a lifetime enterprise that goes against this narrative. But I've seen a lot of people in Congress and the like who, after some years, and they're spending time with, you know, wealthy people are all asking them, hey, you know, I need this tax break, or this is
right.
The government's really killing me over here, or whatever. Suddenly they look around and they say, hey, well, wait a second. You know, I'm making under $200,000 a year.
Yeah.
And here I am. Oh, I've got all these billionaires coming up to me and wanting stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they kind of like flying in private planes and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's corrupt. And, you know, it's a hard, and mentally, you have to be very strong to say, to understand that those people don't like you. Those people like what you can do for them. And
the fact that it's like a cancer that is metastasized and is throughout the system. I mean, what's the difference? What happens, with, you know, domestically to what happens overseas with Ukraine or Romania? It's no big deal because once your conscience, as the Apostle Paul would say, once your conscience is seared, hey, there's no scruples, there's no boundaries. That's why, you know, I insist that if we ever get down to the truth, I mean, right now, you know, Comer and Jordan and that are talking, you know, 20, maybe 30 million. Rick, I think before the dust, if we really got down to the bottom, we're talking probably hundreds of millions of dollars that have been involved here. And, you know, but I don't know, you know, I don't know if the people can handle the truth, if we can really get down to it, because this thing is rotten to the core. And there's so many other people, like you said before, inappropriately, and I'm glad you brought that up, is that where are the rest of the senators? Where's the rest of the legislature? Because this has been happening. I mean, look at the people are just finding out about this right now. For 50 years, this knucklehead's been doing this to the people. And they went along with it. And, you know, they may not be as dirty, but how does some of that dirt not fall on them?
I don't know how it doesn't. I just know this. When Joe Biden first ran for president, he was exposed to be a complete and total liar. He had to drop out because he made up, even, you know, Sam Donaldson has a famous videotape on it that people can look up themselves. But he had to admit that nothing he said about his history was true. He didn't graduate top of his class in law school. He was at the bottom of his class.
Well, it's because he was looking at the list upside down. Come on, let's be fair.
Well, okay, true. and he thought the letters were Cyrillic. And it's a, because he's very familiar with Cyrillic letters now.
Right.
You know. It's a, you know, everything you tell, all the stories were false. The story about, it's, you know, he keeps mixing up the Bo Biden story. Well, he's used to not telling the truth. Right. About his own personal life. He mixes, he doesn't tell the truth about his first wife's tragic death. Right. And say he doesn't tell the truth. So you look at it and you say, here's a guy who doesn't bother even getting the basic details of his own life correct.
Yeah.
And did, when he was a young man running for, having the audacity to run for president as a very young man. And he, you know, somehow he plagiarized from a British Labour candidate for prime minister. He got caught on it all.
Right.
And yet somehow the collective media, you know, the Democrats of 1980 in Delaware, when it had Republicans actually in the state, though they didn't rid the political system of him. They somehow kept him. And it's because.
And here's what's happened now. And now we got him as president of the United States. We got less than a minute left here, Rick, real quick. And people are up in arms. They want an impeachment inquiry. I think this could get bogged down as Congress is trying to confirm a budget. And we know that, if you don't have a budget, things could come to a screeching halt. And the American people could be really upset because that means. Even an impeachment inquiry is going to come to a halt. We got 20 seconds left. I'm going to let you summarize and take us out. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're running out of time. Kevin McCarthy needs to act immediately when the House gets back to open the impeachment inquiry, and Congress has to walk and chew gum at the same time.
How many days? How many days before the end of the year they're actually in?
20. There's 20 days on the House legislative calendar to, from today.
He's the president for Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning. Thank you, sir.
It's hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with Sky Rizzi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
Sky Rizzi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. The heat is on for millions of Americans this week. Heat advisories remain in effect for folks from Philadelphia up to Boston, with temperatures in the mid to upper 90s and humidity making it feel like well over 100 degrees. Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance is introducing legislation that would ban federal mask mandates. The new bill aims to prevent federal agencies from requiring masks on commercial airlines, public transit, and in public schools. In perhaps the biggest steal outside of fantasy football, Fox Sports announced that Patriots legend and arguably the best player in NFL history, Tom Brady, will be joining their ranks as an analyst after the 2023-2024 season. Tim Berg, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You know, we were talking with Rick Manning about, this next session that's coming up, and here we are. We're dealing with a budget, which is amazing, because this is the budget, that should have been solved back in June, but, typical of the course of action, you just keep kicking the can up the road, and we deal with one continuing resolution after another until you get to this bit of an impasse. I mean, here we are. You got the Republicans in control of the House and doing all these investigations. Well, to help manage the expectation here just a bit, you need to understand that part of the chess game is, from the Democratic side, is that, hey, we'll have this, battle over the budget, and it's to their advantage in a sense that things stall out. Because if the government shuts down, that means there's no investigations. So this idea of an impeachment inquiry that many people cannot wait for, they're so frustrated, they see the obviousness of what has been going on with the Biden crime family, and they want this adjudicated, especially in light of all that they've been doing to Donald Trump, right? Because fair is fair. And that is the natural human inclination, is nobody appreciates things that are not fair. And this is what is really, just going up against the last nerve of those on the right because of all that the Biden administration, Justice Department, the display of corruption and their attack on their favorite candidate. And they're basically telling the people that you will not vote for Donald Trump. You vote for the person that we decide. Okay, this is what this is coming down to. And the people see it. They see it for the political maneuvering that it is. But I would say to the people, for those of you that are eager to go into impeachment inquiry, that don't get disappointed. You got to manage expectation here because you're going to set yourself up for a head exploding experience because of the way the bureaucracy works. And the Republicans, there's not much they can do about it, even though they control the purse.
because they cannot do this unilaterally. It has to be approved. And of course, the president, you know, has the final say on, you know, proving this or not. Jenny Beth Martin is going to be joining. I think she's with us now, right?
I sure am. It's so good to be with you.
You're so quiet there. You know, but I thought I heard maybe a slight little bump, and I go, okay, that must be her. She's the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action. And speaking of the budget, I was just explaining, Jenny Beth, that people need to manage their expectation, because if this thing stalls out, the budget process right now, the Democrats might look at it as a favorable thing, because this is going to slow down the investigation into Joe Biden and the crime family that they've been getting away with all these years, Hunter Biden et al. And it also could stall some investigations in Donald Trump, because some of the funding that we're finding out that is not supposed to be going through, that Jim Jordan and Comer have been trying to find out, is how much federal money has been going to these prosecutors to go after Donald Trump. We still don't know that answer, but it's clear that there is some federal money going there. So, but all this stuff could come to a halt. But more importantly is the expectation that everyday Americans are having regarding an impeachment inquiry. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. And let me just clarify something for you. Is it your impression, based on what you're hearing from your audience, people are expecting an impeachment inquiry? Because it's my impression as well.
Yes, exactly. In mass. I mean, people, they're so frustrated, Jenny Beth, because, you know, I was saying earlier, you know, most people are fair-minded. They believe in fairness. Okay, here you are, you're pulverizing a Republican candidate for president, the leading contender, the leading force in the Republican Party. You're kneecapping him, and now you're not doing anything at all to the Democrat. And the Democrat, I mean, here you've got a lot of theory, you've got a lot of legal, you know, pretzel logic involved with Donald Trump, whereas here on the other side, you've got clear evidence, smoking evidence of pay-to-play and money laundering taking place, brought to you by the Biden family. And so people are kind of upset, and they feel like there's a clear imbalance, and they want fairness. And I think that's something that, even as little kids, Jenny Beth, I think one of the first things you hear from two-year-olds outside of, if they might say mommy or daddy, they might say, that's not fair. At 2 years old, that's not fair. No, so we understand fairness, and that's what my audience and what I'm hearing around the country from people that I'm talking to is they're saying it's not fair.
Okay, and that's exactly, I just wanted clarity on that, because what I'm hearing from people inside of Washington, D.C., you know, the Richmond, north of Richmond, is, well, people might want that, but a lot of people don't really want that. They care about things that affect their everyday life. And I care about things that affect my everyday life as well. And I want to know that in the country that I live my life in day to day, that there's fairness and equality and justice under our law. And I don't think that we have that right now.
You can't have one without the other, Jenny Beth. That's the bottom line. I understand people are saying, I'm paying too much for gas and all this, but you, at some point, you've got to say, what's the root problem? The root problem is your ethics are out of whack, because the system that you created, there's no way this system is going to produce the happiness and liberty that you've expected and grown up with.
That is correct. That is exactly correct. Okay, so here's what we're dealing with as we look at what happens when Congress comes back from their August and early September recess, so they're 6 weeks on vacation. They have to take up spending bills, because the government's new fiscal year starts on October 1st and the current year ends on September 30th. So the approved spending ends on September 30th. And the House Freedom Caucus is saying that if there is no security, there will be no funding. They want border security. They want to end the weaponization within the Justice Department. And they want to end the wokeness that's going on with our military, so our military can focus on its core function of national security. I think that these are very important priorities that must be addressed. And I appreciate the fact that they are working on that to address those. At the same time, there's going to be a push for an impeachment inquiry, and there are going to be people who are saying, well, you can't have both. So if you want us to have an impeachment inquiry, then you can't focus on the spending measures that you're talking about. And the House Freedom Caucus and others are rightly pointing out that if you want to end the weaponization of the Department of Justice, you have to stop funding the weaponization in the Department of Justice. So I think that it's very important that we realize that that spending fight must happen, and there is a hard deadline of October 1st for that to happen. And we continue to push for an impeachment inquiry, understanding that it may not, we may not get our, the results we want on that until we push a little bit further past the beginning of the next fiscal year. Okay, well, they're only going to be in session for less than, I think, 14 days when they, once they get back. So we're not talking about a lot of time to have to wait for the impeachment inquiry, and we do have to focus on the spending battle that is at hand right before us. And I appreciate the fact that the majority of the House Freedom Caucus seem to be saying we have to have both fights. We just have to pay attention to the order in which we have them. Whereas others are saying, well, we can only have one or the other. We can't have both. And I disagree. I think we can do both. We just have to pay attention to the order in which they will happen.
Well, I think Abraham Lincoln, if I remember correctly, was, you know, when he posed the question, if people say that that's what's going to happen, in other words, that you can't do both, they're right. They won't do both. And this is why we need to continue to sound the alarm and rally the troops in such a way that we're encouraging Congress to say to them that we expect them to do both. Anything less than both is unacceptable. The people must be heard. Their voice must be out there because otherwise they're going to stay in the bubble of the Beltway, and that's all they're going to hear. They need to hear from us, Jenny Batson. And how can we make our voice obvious and make it heard to our representatives?
Go to teapartypatriots.org, teapartypatriots.org, and we'll help plug you in.
There you are, Jenny Beth Martin. Great job, Jenny Beth. Thank you so much. And, of course, we're looking at an expected deficit of $2 trillion next year, twice as much than expected. Stay tuned for details.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Before the top of the hour, yes, Congress is coming back and dealing with these continuing resolutions. Will there be another one? Possibly. We'll see how that ferrets itself out. But no doubt what's happening at our southern border, regardless of what KJP would want us to believe or even President Biden. I mean, our lying eyes, they're not lying to you. Our border is open. The president, even more so, I don't know what his point was, Chris Chmielewski, in soldering the gates open. You can't close the gates. Now you just solder them open. I mean, to me, that's kind of like a hand gesture to the American people who are crying out for national security at our southern border, right?
Yeah. And, the White House is claiming that they have. That no administration has ever done more for the border. If what that means is pretty much opening it up so that yes. anybody who wants to get in and taking away any sort of obstacle, then they're right. They have
yes,
done
exactly.
more for the border than any other administration possible. And if these early unofficial reports for the month of August are accurate, it looks like August could be one of the worst on record in terms of illegal border crossings.
Well, and you think this is still part of summer, and you have these
yeah.
kind of numbers, which normally
right.
during the summer they drop off a little bit. So okay, what is going what's going on? I mean, we're hearing that we've got more communist Chinese that are coming in, other players who are taking advantage that are being infiltrated from other countries that are not necessarily fans of America.
Yeah. You keep on hearing all sorts of reports about the different types of folks that are trying to enter the country illegally because, well, let's face it. I mean, the Biden administration has set up parole programs for most of Central America and the Caribbean, so they can schedule their appointments through the CBP One app at ports of entry or just show up at ports of entry. And they're still counted on the encounters report, but we're keeping an eye on those illegal border crossers, and those are the ones that aren't qualifying for some of these parole programs. So they could pose the greatest threat to national security and public safety. But I guess if there's one piece of shining army to come out of this whole thing is that assuming the Department of Homeland Security publicizes their August numbers, sometime later this month, you mentioned the continuing resolution battle. We're facing a government shutdown on September 30th. So
right.
that should help strengthen the hand of the folks that want to secure this border and want to use the power of the purse's leverage over over the president to do so.
Exactly. Well, you know, I mean, we're at a bit of a standoff here. And you got to understand, I was talking with Rick Manning earlier, that when we're looking at the budget, there are some interesting dynamics and nuances here. Because if the if there's a government shutdown, that's going to allow the president and his family to breathe a little bit, because that's going to bring in a crawl and a stop to these investigations of the board, of the Biden family. It could also delay some because of the funding, federal funding that's going to these prosecutors that are going after Donald Trump, too. It could possibly have an effect there as well. But more importantly, as I was talking with Jenny Beth, is people are up in arms, Chris. They want some sort of impeachment inquiry. They want this thing moving along because they've seen enough of this corruption that is so obvious. It's as obvious as what they're seeing at the gas pump or when they go to the store to buy a half gallon of milk.
Yeah, and we know that when you start talking about government shutdowns, historically Republicans are usually the ones that get the blame for this. Mm-hmm. But if they can do a pretty good job of if they can message on what's happened down on the border, you know, I think most people are aware. You know what we've seen the polling numbers for the current administration on their handling of both immigration and the border crisis. So we know the American people aren't too thrilled with them. If Republicans can do a decent job of, well, I guess the number one thing is to make sure that Republicans insist on legislation like H.R. 2, which
is exactly
Secure the Border Act passed by the House of Representatives earlier this year. Legislation, mm-hmm. either H.R. 2 or something similar is attached to any sort of a budget deal.
Exactly.
That may pass through the chambers. Then they may have an upper hand in the battle with the Democrats over this issue, and you may see the Democrats cave first.
Well, you're starting to see that, aren't you, Chris? A little bit that the Democrats are realizing it's untenable, that you can no longer support the insanity that's going there, especially when you've got these Democratic cities who were sanctuary cities, and they're getting pulverized. I mean, New York, there was a report just yesterday of a migrant who was there, and I think he's been in New York less than a month, and he's managed to be arrested, I don't know, 6-7 times, 12 offenses. It's like, wait a minute, why are we even dealing with this guy? Get him on a bus, get him back across the border where he belongs.
Right. Yeah, and you have seen a number of Democrats. The question, of course, always is, well, do Democrats just want more money, which just simply allows the Biden administration to process these people even quicker into the country? Or are they actually looking for solutions that will stop the flow of people coming to the country illegally? So that's always the big question when you're talking with the Democrats. And, of course, on the Republican side, you know, even you, both House and Senate leadership, the members of leadership would like nothing more than to just let's do a clean CR, kick the can down the road for a little bit. And that way I have more time to try to convince my members of the members of my party to, you know, just deal with the budget or deal with the border issue as a separate issue, not as a budgetary issue. So it'll be really interesting to see how this standoff goes, especially in the House, because it looks like, you know, with Schumer in control of the Senate, word came out this morning that it looks like Schumer's going to put a minibus on the floor, probably next week in the Senate. What that means is they're going to pass a number of appropriations bills that already have agreement from at least 60 senators, as mm-hmm. well as maybe a CR tied to it too. So the Senate may act first and force House Republicans to add border stuff onto whatever they send them, or for them just to do separate legislation. But if the Senate moves and the House is sitting there on their hands come the last week of September and haven't done anything, it's going to make
exactly.
it even tougher for Republicans.
Yeah.
They got to get out in front of this.
No, without a doubt. And the thing is Republicans have been championing the cause. I mean, to the point that when it comes to polling, the American people with a solid majority believe that the Republicans are the one to fix the problem at the border. And so,
right.
You know, they just need to have the conviction of their own beliefs and follow this through. And because what it comes down to, Chris, I mean, you've been reporting on this for ages. There's a clear philosophical difference here. I mean, the Republicans believe in legal immigration, manageable immigration, the kind of immigration that's happening in place. I mean, our borders are being stormed, and the Democrats could care less. I mean, I guess this is what's so shocking for the everyday citizen that's getting, you know, pulverized, whose communities are being impacted by these illegal migrants that are not interested in assimilating. They seem to be more interested in causing havoc. And it seems that there's an arm of the Democratic Party that is consistent with their agenda and the hope of the disassemblage of this Democratic Republic. Going back to Barack Obama's fundamental transformation, this is another phase of that fundamental transformation and the vision that he's had for America. I don't know how to see it any other way, Chris, do you?
No, and you're right. You know, we were evaluating some legislation that was introduced recently over the past couple of months, just yesterday, and there's one that stands out in particular, H.R. 3194, introduced by Representative Linda Sanchez, who's a Democrat, out of, I think, the Los Angeles area.
Yeah,
where
California,
her
right.
Is, somewhere in Southern California, right. And her legislation has more than half of the Democrats in the House of Representatives on as co-sponsors. This legislation would pretty much just give a green card to not just everybody who's crossed the border illegally, but anybody who wants to come. I mean, that's their answer to this solution, is to just, well, if we just have an unlimited supply of green cards, then anybody in the world who wants to come to the United States and has the means to get here can come here, and we'll allow them to come and work and stay. That's the philosophy, where Republicans understand that you have to have some limits, and there are some Democrats too, because again, only about half of the Democratic Congress is co-sponsoring her legislation, but there's got to be limits. You have to have
exactly.
limits on the immigration. We cannot take in 8 billion mm-hmm. people from around the world, because yes, if we just created an unlimited supply of green cards and open our borders, regardless of how well we vetted them and did background checks, you're still going to get, you know, more than a billion people are going to come here, and we cannot handle that as a country.
Well, there's no question. Well, the thing is, see, my question is, because I'm a business guy, how much does a green card cost? How much does a green card cost the American citizen? Because there's a cost to that green card, just like you
said.
That's
absolutely right.
At some point, it becomes unsustainable, because and we're there. I think we're way past that. But nobody's doing any analysis, any cost-benefit analysis, say, hey, wait a minute. You know, we're already looking at a budget deficit next year of $2 trillion. $2 trillion, Chris.
Right.
And
right.
So here we are, and the Democrats could care less. We're just going to keep on spending money, because somewhere in their utopia, we're just going to just continue to tax the holy what have you out of the American citizen, right? Because we'll make it up with taxes.
Right. You're right.
Oh,
and any
stuff.
Republican that goes along with the clean CR, same
it's
thing
obvious.
For them, too.
We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.